The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live on a Friday afternoon. My goodness, the time is really running away from us. But we're going to go back to the phones, and I've got Charles in Columbus. Charles, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Thank you, Bob. How are you?
I am well. I am blessed. Thank you for asking.
Good. That's good. Bob, you still support Trump, right? I mean, I know you did say you're starting to like him. You still support him, correct?
Were you on hold when I was talking to the last listener?
I came in late.
Oh, okay.
I came in late.
I have told you this probably four or five times. I'll repeat it again. I support him when he does something good. I criticize him when he does something bad.
Okay, let me ask this. Let me put it this way. If you had to vote for Trump today, would you vote for him?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's good enough. Okay, here's a guy that solicited two countries to involve themselves in our country's political process to benefit him against who he think he may be running against next year. He blackmailed a third country to, again, involve itself.
Now, Charles.
Bob, let me finish.
Can I finish? I'm not going to play that game again. Oh, I love to talk to Charles, but I just can't take it. It's just this silly, silly, silly game. Is it? And I'm not in the mood to play the silly game. I love to talk to people who disagree with me. I do. I honestly mean that. If I didn't mean it, I would never accept phone calls from certain individuals, but I do, and I do my best, and I try to carry on a conversation, but when it's just a silly, foolish, immature game, I just can't do it. All right, back to the Democratic town hall on LGBTQ issues. I played for you the audio from Beto O'Rourke, where he immediately, without any hesitation, said, if you belong to a church that believes in traditional marriage, and again, I want to point out, folks, this is the view of marriage that has been held by humanity for thousands of years. May I remind you, same-sex attraction has always been around. Homosexuality, lesbianism has always been around. If you look at the Roman Empire, homosexuality was rampant in the Roman Empire. But even as corrupt and evil as the Roman Empire became, they never embraced same-sex marriage. Never. They acknowledged that it happened, and I don't know that they condemned the same-sex attraction, but marriage, no. The ancient Greeks, no. It was unheard of. This is, even if you remove the biblical aspect, I can't, I don't think most of you will, but even if you did, this has been the view of humanity for thousands of years. It is only recently, out of these thousands of years, and thousands of different civilizations around our planet, that this concept of same-sex marriage, this is a brand new invention unknown to the human race until recently. And that's why Would you revoke the tax-exempt status of any church, college, charity, religious organization that does not support gay marriage? Yes. And then he said, we'll punish them. We will punish them. And then we've got Cory Booker. If you've been listening for any length of time, you've heard me say this. When the liberal left quotes scripture, and again, if you've been a longtime listener, you have heard me say this. There are 31,102 verses in the Bible. 31,102 verses in the Bible. But when the liberal progressive left quotes the Bible, they quote at very most 10, and I think that is very, very generous. It's probably 5 or less verses they always, always, always quote to prove their point. They ignore the other 31,910 or whatever. And here is an illustration of it. Headline, Booker quotes Old Testament Bible verse to defend LGBTQ rights. As soon as I saw that headline, I thought, okay, I know what he's going to quote. I know exactly what he's going to quote. Here's the story. Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker said he's been dealing with the juxtaposing issues of religious freedom and LGBTQ rights all of his life as a Christian with people, using religion as a justification for discrimination. The New Jersey senator then used a Bible verse from the Old Testament to answer a question during CNN's LGBTQ town hall on Thursday night. So it was last night. Citing Micah chapter 6, verse 8. Booker made his defense after a UCLA student who attends an all-girls Catholic high school in New Jersey said her school routinely rejected requests from an LGBTQ club. Well, it's a Catholic high school. And a Catholic high school has every right to enforce Catholic doctrine. If you go to a Catholic high school, you are agreeing to abide by the rules of the Catholic high school. And you would think that Cory Booker would say, well, you know, I don't necessarily agree with your high school, but if that's what they believe, but no, he said. He said, quote, it said in Micah, what do you want from your Lord, but what is it you want from your people? To do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly. Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly. And so for me, I cannot allow as a leader that people are going to use religion as a justification for discrimination. All right. He just revealed, you know, that he is the typical progressive leftist that knows 2, 3, maybe 4 verses of scripture out of 31,102. This is the same verse that Nancy Pelosi quotes. This is the same verse that Chuck Schumer quotes. This not Chuck Schumer. Pardon me. He's Jewish. Well, this is Old Testament. He probably has as well. But anyway, my ultimate question, what does that have to do with a Catholic school enforcing Catholic doctrine? Do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly. Talk about apples to oranges. You know, that's like somebody saying, how's the weather? And you respond, a sleeveless vest. What? I asked you how you like the weather. Yeah, I know, sleeveless vest. But I asked you about the weather. Yeah, sleeveless vest, preferably orange. What? And then he concluded, "My faith as well as my American values will make me fight on every front to make sure that people are not discriminated against because of who they are." Wow. And then we have Elizabeth Warren. During the town hall last night, a 9-year-old transgender child was paraded out on the stage. Now, folks, I don't care where you are, theologically or politically, this is child exploitation. And I believe it's child abuse. In order to prove their political point, they trot a 9-year-old transgender child out onto the stage. And this 9-year-old said, quote, "My name's Jacob, and I'm a 9-year-old transgender American." Elizabeth Warren said, "All right, Jacob." And the place went crazy, applauding. Now, please keep in mind there is no scientific proof whatsoever that transgenderism exists. None. Zero. With the newest studies, in fact, we are positive transgenderism really doesn't exist. It is sexual confusion. So they're trotting out a 9-year-old kid who is confused about gender and sexuality. And they applaud not his courage, they applaud his confusion. Jacob asked what the Massachusetts senator would do in her first week as president to ensure transgender children feel safer in schools. She said, "Let me start by saying I want to have a secretary of education that who both believes in public education and believes in the value of every one of our kids and is willing to enforce our civil rights laws." Transgenderism has nothing to do with civil rights. Nothing. It has to do with individuals who are confused about their sexuality and who need help. Has nothing to do with civil rights whatsoever. And then Elizabeth Warren said to the 9-year-old child who is being exploited, and I believe in this case abused, Elizabeth Warren tells the 9-year-old, if she becomes president, this 9-year-old child who is confused about his gender sexuality, Elizabeth Warren wants him to be a part of finding the next Secretary of Education. I kid you not, I'm not making that up. If Elizabeth Warren is elected president, she wants a 9-year-old to help choose the next Secretary of Education. Yeah, talk about confusion. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be back, and we'll wrap things up.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And I'm going to have to hurry to get this story in before we have to finish, but possibly the most important story that I've covered today is, folks, I cannot stress enough the importance of worldview, that we have a correct worldview. And if you are a Bible-believing Christian with a biblical worldview, I assure you, you are in the small minority. A biblical worldview understands that we are a fallen race. We have a sinful nature, and because of our sinful nature, we are separated from God. That's why we desperately need redemption through the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. Every human being on planet Earth is fallen. We were created. Adam and Eve were created in the image of God. But when they sinned, when they fell, that image was marred. Can the image of God be restored? Yeah, through redemption, through salvation. But this assumption that every human being, just because they're a human being, bears the image of God is not true. It is not biblical. Again, the image of God has been marred. Why do I bring this up? The latest editorial from Jim Wallace at Sojourners, the social justice crowd. In order to justify his calls for impeachment, and this is the guy, you know, who continually said, we need to stay out of politics. We need to stay out of politics. Oh, boy, is he in politics now. His latest editorial from yesterday, Who Bears the Image of God? That's the title of his editorial. Let me do it again. I'm going to have to really hurry. He begins, Who bears the image of God? According to Genesis 1, 26 and 27, each and every human being does. Well, not exactly. You need to go to chapter 3, where man fell. He goes on, he says, the foundation of all human rights, equality, and dignity is all of us being created in the image of God. Seeing all people, no matter their race or ethnicity, gender, who they are, how they worship, or who they love, as, listen to this, as full image bearers of God, undermines any human attempt to build barriers or divisions between groups. Now, my honest question. You mean a murderer is bearing the, quote, full image of God? He says everybody, regardless of their condition, their sexuality, doesn't make any difference. Every human being is a full image bearer of God. Somebody tell me how the rapist is bearing the image of God. Man is fallen and in need of redemption. But he is making the point here that everybody has a little bit of God in them. He obviously is a universalist. He said it is not just partisan politics for a party to deliberately and systematically seek to suppress minority votes. Every vote suppressed is an assault on the image of God. What? Elections and the image of God? Yeah, well, yeah. He says, the radical love that Jesus embodies and teaches is a direct consequence of each and every person being a child of God in a very real sense. No, 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 no. Every person is not a child of God. We need to become children of God through salvation. Folks, beware of these theological leftists who pervert the very worldview that God has established. Hey, have a great weekend. Please, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.